Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission.
And who am I?
Pastor John McClain.
And who is he?
Andreas Ruiz.
Yeah, very well done.
There you go, dude. Yes. Good job, dude.
We got excellent job, dude.
Yeah, we got a pro in studio with us today.
I know, man. You're ready, dude. Yeah. I don't know if he's going to replace you or me or.
I've been thinking about coaching him up like in between shows, but I'm afraid he's going to take my job.
Oh, I know.
I was going to have us introduce our guests, do the whole shebangy bang, but
yeah.
I get paid for this, so yeah, I want to keep it that way. Yeah,
absolutely,
absolutely. So we got awesome show again today, as usual. We got
Roderick Gary here in the studio, and Gabe Leal from Pima Community College. You know, it's really,
which we've been really looking forward to having them on the show.
Absolutely, for sure.
I've gone to Pima Community College. I think you've gone to Pima Community College.
Yeah, I went
as well.
To Pima Community
we're
College.
Both,
yeah,
you know, awesome. We both attended Pima Community College, so it's near and dear to our heart.
Yes.
So we're excited today to be able to promote the amazing work that they're doing.
Thank you.
And in the second half of the show, we're going to have somebody with the Women's Leadership and Wellness Center with the YWCA, Leanne Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
And needless to say, Andreas Ruiz does it again, bringing some action-packed power move guests to our show today.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be a really good one. What do you think, Tristan? You think this is going to be a good one?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, you can tell with the enthusiasm of the 14-year-old.
Let's go.
And then also, I guess the great news is this is our 1 year anniversary.
I know,
we
man.
Have been
wow.
Bringing.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, gentlemen. Yeah. Thank
great
you.
Job.
I'm, yeah. Man.
I know.
It's a trip, man. I
almost want to take a walk down memory lane, but I think we do it so often. But
yeah.
Yes, congratulations to us.
Congratulations to us.
Been
yeah,
doing
absolutely,
it for
man.
A year, over yes. 52 episodes of mm-hmm. entertaining the Tucson community and highlighting amazing organizations
absolutely.
Like we have on today.
Yes, sir.
About the amazing work they do. Because we, mm-hmm. when we first started the show, much like Veteran Rescue Mission, or I Believe in Myself, we realized we are organizations that are doing good, that are diamonds in the rough in our community, that really don't have a platform to talk on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I feel so blessed to have this to provide for not only ourselves, but all the amazing organizations in Tucson that are here.
Absolutely.
But before we get this party started, I'm going to do what I do every single show. We've done it over 52 times now,
mm-hmm.
where we give the grace to a loving Father that has blessed us very much, has continued to honor us with blessings so much, having my oldest son being here in studio to spend time with me to do this radio show that mm-hmm. we've been doing for a year.
Yeah.
And we're going to show some grace to that Father by saying the Lord's Prayer. And it goes a little something like that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Let's get this started. I'm super excited to, you know, just be here with you, man. And again, you know, blessed to be here with such amazing people. And Roderick and Gabe, I've been working with them very closely, man. Two amazing gentlemen that, you know, I just have a lot of love for them, and have been working with them, and just been an absolute honor, man. So I'm really grateful to have you gentlemen here.
Mutual.
Yeah. So thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us. And again, it's an honor, your anniversary, having us here.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Absolutely.
Props to you guys for doing this.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah,
appreciate you guys.
Thank
you.
In thinking of it, I couldn't think of a better guest, you know, a better organization to have on
absolutely.
For a year. Because, I mean, if anything, after a year of doing this, we got Pima Community College
know,
on the
man.
Show, man.
Yeah,
that's a big
cool.
deal.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys, really.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
We're very fortunate to work for Pima. I mean, I am.
Yeah.
It's a great place to work.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you guys. So, yeah, so just, you know, I'll ask Roderick, tell us what is the program Pima that's, you know, that's called TRIO. Tell us about TRIO and tell us a little bit about Pima, what you guys do.
Let me give you a little bit of the TRIO background and the history.
Absolutely.
Our program, which is the Talent Search Program, Educational Talent Search, which is in three schools. It was started in 1989, in the mid-80s, mm-hmm. at the college by some gentlemen with a vision and imagination. And so, obviously, we've been going for about 30, 35 years.
Mm, nice.
We're actually in the process of waiting on the feds to give us our renewal for mm-hmm. our next five-year grant, which mm. should come sometime in mm-hmm. the next 6 weeks or so.
Yeah. So that's why your fingernails are looking so short.
We've been doing pretty good work, mm-hmm. and I'm fairly confident.
Awesome.
But you never know with the feds, right?
Yeah. It's a wait. I know. Yeah.
So the trio genesis, the beginning, mm-hmm. and most of you guys, I'm the only one in here, I'm afraid, who's old enough to remember this history. This was an LBJ project,
okay.
President Johnson. This was mm-hmm. the Great Society. And TRIO was part of his vision for making education more equal.
Mm-hmm.
There was Talent Search and there was Upward Bound, mm-hmm. which is a similar program, which is a little more strenuous. We like to say there are about five programs in the TRIO family.
Mm.
There's Student Services, which you'll find at the U of A and at Pima.
Okay.
And, there's our program, which works with high school and sometimes middle school kids.
Mm.
And then Upward Bound works strictly with high school kids who are higher achieving, let's say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there are about five programs.
One more.
We are, one more?
Upward Bound Veterans.
Upward Bound Veterans.
Yes. Okay.
So you say you're a veteran?
Which we're going to hook you up.
Oh, wow.
With. Yes, awesome. Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Interesting.
We're going to get you in touch with. But we're the Disneyland program.
Okay.
Because whereas the other programs are a little more strenuous, you got to be a veteran to get into that program.
Mm-hmm.
You paid your dues. We take a bunch of kids who want to find out about college and education and going someplace, and then we take them there.
Mm-hmm.
So we take them to NAU, and we spend a day up in Flagstaff touring the school. Then we go and look around. We go up to ASU and tour the campus and, you know, take them somewhere in Phoenix to eat and have lunch and go someplace they maybe haven't gone before. We twice a year, when before COVID, we got to go out of state. So we go to California, Texas, New Mexico. We've taken the kids as far away as southern Utah to visit colleges.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. And so, Gabe, what inspired you to join this type of work, man? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my history has been in education.
Okay.
I also served in the military.
Thank you for your service, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
And thank you for your service.
Yeah.
thank you, boss. So what inspired me was education. That's where I started. Worked in California as an elementary educator.
Oh, nice.
I think most of my education that I taught was second grade, third grade.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
younger kids.
That's one of the best ages,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, great kids. One of the best times of my life as far as teaching. After that, I moved back to Rio Rico after my tour in Afghanistan, and I applied for GEAR Up. It's a similar program, also federal
grant money.
Mm-hmm. Grant money, yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I worked there for a couple years in Santa Cruz County. And then I moved back here to Tucson, and then I applied to TRIO.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And again, I have a passion for working with students,
mm-hmm.
the kids, and it's been a great opportunity to be working for Pima.
Nice.
Gabe interviewed with me about a year ago.
Okay.
We had an opening in a position. Someone else got promoted. And he was one of about six candidates.
Uh-huh.
Man, I was so struck with his aura.
Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can tell. Cool. He puts on some good energy.
Yeah.
I can tell both you guys. You're just kind of like,
absolutely.
Just very welcoming.
Thank you for that. And I was working for Pima prior to this job, you know, at East Campus.
Oh, okay.
I think I mentioned that to you.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm here with Pastor John McClain and Andreas Cherwiz. I can't get it out.
Good job, dude.
Yeah, man, this guy, he's got it, man. Yeah. He's got it.
I got a little bit carried away there. But yeah, welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We are here back with Roderick and Gabe. And, you know, we're having a great conversation about Pima, the TRIO program, and, you know, just so grateful to have you gentlemen here, man. So I'm really excited to just be in the studio and in person.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
You and I have talked many times, and I've sat in and listened to you, so it's always a pleasure to share thoughts and ideas with you.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, man.
I do apologize for missing that breakfast.
Oh, no way.
You only apologizing because I was buying.
Okay. Yeah, that was good. Good breakfast, man.
I got that email kind of late, but I would have been there.
Cool, cool. Yeah, no, we had a good time. It was a good breakfast. But you know, and speaking of the TRIO program and all this good stuff, you know, for any parents that, you know, are interested in joining TRIO, what does that process look like to join this program?
Well, we have a application process, and we pass them out, and we're often at events. Now, it gets a little tricky in that our program, Talent Search, is only at three high schools in town, the two Sunnyside schools, Desert View and Sunnyside High, and then Pueblo High and the TUSD.
Okay.
So you can't actually work with our program if you're outside of those three schools.
Mm.
However, there are some other programs that we could probably link you with or turn you on to.
How are those three schools selected? I know it's kind of
hard
question.
No, it's a great question because it really is a criteria. Mm. It's based on the ethnic makeup of the schools. Mm. If you think about it, those are the three largest Hispanic and minority schools in the district.
Low income.
And low income levels. So it is a very, very important point. Now, once we, you know, I tell parents, because I do have parents come up to me, John, and they say sometimes, how do we get in? Our kid goes to one of the other TUSD schools. And I say, well, here's the thing. It's very popular, and you've got this young man who looks like he may one day burgeon into a good athlete or something.
He's a pretty good soccer player.
Okay. Yeah, and you're going to make a decision at one point, seventh, eighth, ninth grade, do we want to send him to this school or that school? Who's got a better program? Who's, you know, other parents make their decisions on academics, where they want to send a kid, if they want to send them. You know, we have the magnet programs in TUSD for that very same thing, to key on interests. So I tell our parents, okay, if you're a TUSD student and it's viable, and you want to make sure your kid gets to college, then it may be worth your time to consider putting him in Pueblo or her in Pueblo and getting them in TRIO and Talent Search for 3 or 4 years. Because we're going to take them out. We're going to explore colleges. We're going to introduce them to people like Andres, who's going to talk to them about believing in yourself and that you can do it. So it's I guess what I'm saying is it's not exactly closed, but those are the three schools that we work with.
And our job consists of recruiting. The pandemic has been difficult for us to get that going because our presence is very important at the school sites. And this year has been very difficult being there at the schools because of all the COVID.
And since you mentioned barriers. That, how what are the kind of the array of ways that you guys have been affected by COVID? Because I know there's been, whether it's our homeless veteran program we do, or we also do a program where we teach veterans how to do agriculture. We got floored, like whether it was with outreach or it was with recruitment or getting people into our classes. We were 10 times behind the eight ball more than we were before. Like, how were you guys affected?
And believe me, we have been too, but it's been a challenge like anything else. Collaboration has been a very key success to our students. So by collaborating with other programs, other TRIO programs, other programs throughout the community, through the college, has helped us gain an understanding and a learning experience for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure you experienced this too, that the toughest thing was everybody was telling people, be afraid mm-hmm. and be scared. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they shut down the schools. Mm-hmm. We couldn't hold graduation events last spring for mm-hmm. the kids, the 2020 graduates, you know. We did a little drive-by thing in the parking lot and handed them out their tassels and mm-hmm. stuff to celebrate, you know. But that type of stuff, it was over. And, you know, there's a silver lining in most clouds, right? Mm-hmm. This guy was our silver lining, Andres, mm-hmm. because it was through that situation that we actually discovered him and, mm-hmm. and came into contact with him because we were looking for a way to keep kids' spirits up. Mm-hmm. And that's what he does. Mm-hmm. Real talk, we had. I don't know if he's told you about his real talk program with us.
Well, yeah. He's told me that he was working with you. He certainly didn't get into details, but I mean, just when he told me he was working with you guys, I was just like, I couldn't stop patting him on the back. His shoulder was sore from patting him on the back.
He's been
inspiration.
Yes,
we're really proud of him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I had the honor to have. At 8 p.m. every Friday night, we would get together and have the kids. We had talks about confidence, interpersonal skills, emotional intelligence, and just, you know, really encouraging them. And, you know, the emails that I've been getting from the kids, man, has been such an honor. Like, it's been amazing. And, you know, to be able to talk to them and bring some, you know, just some hope has been such an honor. And, you know, it's an experience that I will never forget, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think for me, COVID was actually a lot of fun. I hate to say it that
don't
way.
Don't say
but
that out loud.
I know. Yeah,
to cut that out if you don't mind, Tom.
There were good moments.
Hey, I was able to serve, so that's why I was so grateful to be able to serve. You know, but it's thanks to people like Roderick and Gabe and Diana, who's amazing, and Ernesto. I mean, I've met so many amazing people too on mm-hmm. along the way. So it's been an honor to be able to help them out. You know, so mm-hmm. really cool.
We were looking, Pastor, and we were kind of spitballing and all talking about, you know, how are we going to reach out to the kids now? Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know, because suicide was a real issue. Mm-hmm. You know, isolation was a real issue. Mm-hmm. Feeling depressed was a real issue. Mm-hmm. And we thought, well, let's have it late at night. Because what are they doing?
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. They can't go nowhere.
Yeah. They're sitting on their phones talking sitting on their computers playing.
It worked out really well, yes.
Yeah. And it worked out real super. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Now we're back in school, so we've had to make some alterations and try and refocus it. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll get it done. We have every intention of keeping it through the school year.
Nice. Well, we got about a minute left. Tell the people out there listening how they can connect with the TRIO program, how they can get more information about it.
We have a website that we're working on as well, where students can get that information through our website. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page as well, a TRIO page, and then through the schools. We've been sending out flyers, emails to the students, to the mm-hmm. parents, and trying to reach out to them. And our job, again, is to recruit.
Awesome.
And as mm-hmm. Roderick has said in the past, our job is to be there, present, and help get that recruitment up and help these students move forward.
Mm-hmm. Go to the Pima webpage
as well.
Put TRIO or talent search into the engine.
Okay,
we'll pop up.
Awesome,
yes. Awesome,
awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in here. Hopefully, we can do this a lot more in the future.
Thank you guys. That was fun.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh my God, it was fun.
I told you.
Yeah, I told you. All right. So that is Roderick and Gabe with the TRIO program with Pima Community College. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Those who have not yet got the opportunity, go to Veteran Thrift at 1118 North Jones Avenue. That's a thrift store that is helping our homeless veteran transition program, Veteran Rescue Mission, to better shelter and connect veterans with housing and benefits. Please go to 1118 North Jones to check it out or go to www.veteranrescuemission.org for more information about the store.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Tristan, and I'm with Pastor John McClain and Andreas Sherwies.
There you go, man.
He butchered that.
No, that was good. That was good.
he butchered your name good. He did the introduction great.
Oh, yeah. No,
Thank you.
Hey, a lot of people butcher my name.
Yeah,
all
you
the
got
time,
a life, so. A lifelong butchering of your name.
Yeah,
huh?
Man. Yeah,
it started as a little child.
Andreas, huh? Andres, Amadeus. I don't know how that one got in there, but hey, it's okay, man. You know, so.
And no one rolls the R.
Nobody rolls the R. Nope.
I try to, but.
Nah, nobody. They have some struggles with the R, but it's all good. So, yeah, welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veterans Rescue Mission. For our second part of the show, we have a very special woman that I was able to connect with, super powerhouse. We always bring women who are powerhouses, man. Honestly, we've had so many women that are doing so much good for the community that we have to bring them on so that people can get to know them and get to see what they're doing for the community. So we have Leanne Hernandez, the director of the Women's Leadership and Wellness Center for YWCA. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we appreciate you for being here. So let's just get this started in asking you, Leanne, with the first question is like, what is YWCA?
Well, thank you both. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all Tristan's idea.
Yeah, we're a trio here. Yeah.
Thank you for having me in this space. I love to talk about the YWCA, and it's really a movement. YWCA is the oldest multicultural women's organization in the country. Mm. We're part of an international movement as well with Worldwide WCA.
Nice.
We've been around since, for about 185 years.
Okay. Wow. So you just started.
Just pops. Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
We've been in Tucson and working in Tucson for about 104 years. So, and doing a variety.
So as old as Tucson, pretty much.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right?
That's beautiful.
And so we work in a lot of different areas, but we share a common mission with our sister organizations across the country, of which there are about 204 right now.
Okay.
And so our mission is eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. Nice. I always feel kind of like I need to take on the, Superman stance.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wonder Woman.
Or Wonder Woman, yeah. Forget about Superman. Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
But yeah, so we work in collaboration with, these associations across the country and with this common purpose. But how it shows up in the local context is a little bit different for each organization.
Interesting.
We have a local board and a local, local governance board and leadership from here in Tucson. And so right now our CEO's name is Magdalena Verdugo. Okay. And she was formerly with Chicanos Pela Causa for a very long time. So she's been in the community for a very long time and doing incredible work. And she joined our team just as we started hearing glimmers of COVID in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so she joined in January and we shuttered in March of last year. And so it's been quite the adventure over this last almost 18 months now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I know a lot about the YWCA Center there on 4th Avenue, 6th Avenue?
Formerly on 6th.
Sixth Avenue,
historic Y was the original YWCA.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have all the different people that are organizations that make up that, but tell us about the Women's Leadership and Wellness Center
okay, sure.
among that.
Yeah, so, well, that building, the historic Y, was built initially for the YWCA back in the 30s and built mm-hmm. onto, added onto in 55. But we moved out as an organization about 15 years ago, and we have a new administrative building.
Okay.
It's 15 years old. It's over on Bonita Avenue.
Okay.
Mm, and nice. And so... our center is composed of a few different programs, the Women's Business Center being one of them,
okay.
and the Women's Leadership Empowerment and Wellness Center being the other. Mm. And that's our; those are our arms of direct service.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a really robust administrative staff who makes it all work. Mm-hmm. You know, there on Bonita, we have a space that houses two meeting rooms. Our conference room and our boardroom where we can host local organizations around trainings, you know, public events.
Nice.
We also have at the WBC a smaller co-working space that we're developing, which is great. And then a few years ago, we acquired the House of Neighborly Service, which is in the city of South Tucson.
Mm.
And so that has always been for the last 75 years. It's celebrating 75 years this year.
Wow.
It's always been a space.
We're just celebrating a year today.
I know. We got a ways to go, just a little bit.
Another 74. There we go.
It's such a beautiful space. House of Neighborly Service is such an incredible space, both as a community hub, mm-hmm. which it historically has been. It was the first integrated pool in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
And it has over time been a space where folks could come and have basic needs met. So there's been a lot of different type of programming that has been conducted there. Under COVID, you know, we had to shutter. And so it's been a little bit abandoned, if you will. Not abandoned, but much less usage.
Mm-hmm.
But we have been in the midst of a huge program around sustainability
nice.
Called the Green Champions Program. And that is a really multifaceted program that I'm happy to tell you about.
Please.
But basically what we're looking at is how do we sustain this incredibly critical space in the city of South Tucson for the future?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just programmatically, but also physically. How do we create... a place where people can come and can be utilized intergenerationally. So there's five buildings on that property which can be mixed use. So we have some programs that we work with, community-based programs that are housed there and are renting space. But we also have a classroom. We have the Comadritas space, which is a senior program that is about socialization and food. But basically, it's a space where these older, aging women can come together and be with their friends,
nice.
Remember themselves,
yes.
engage in arts and crafts,
That's
and
really
also
cool.
just, you know, be with each other. And and then there's also a basketball court that we are refurbishing right now. There's a walking path. There's lots of plans on how to green up the space and to
Sounds
share
amazing.
Sustainable practices with the neighborhood.
That's really good stuff, especially for the elderly people. They really need that because some of them are just alone and they just need that company. And that could go as far as keeping them alive, you know,
Absolutely.
Keeping them happy. Mm. So I love definitely what you're doing and want to hear more about what you got going on. But right now we're going to take a quick commercial break.
Just real quick.
Yes.
Not much time at all.
Let's get those sponsors in.
We got to show a little love to the sponsors. Just a little love. Just a pinch of love.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Yeah. So you guys stay right there. That's Leanne Hernandez with the YWCA.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com.
to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by the Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Tristan, and I'm with Pastor John McLean and Andreas Cherwiz.
Boom. Got it, dude.
Yeah. That's it. That was it. No butchering right there
no
at
butchering.
All.
No you
got
butchering.
It. Needed. You got yeah. it.
See, I guess we got to practice what comes after that in the future, huh?
Yeah.
And be like, now, in studio with us, we have Leanne Hernandez, the director of the Women's Leadership and Wellness Center with the YWCA. I know that's a lot. I don't expect you to say that, but in the future,
why? I'm telling you, man, he's going to get there. And before you know it, we won't even be here. It's just going to be Tristan's show. And that's
I'll
man.
I'll still come because they're paying me.
I'll come to watch. I'll come sit down in the corner and just watch. Uh-huh. That's about it.
Yeah, but he'll be with like he'll be like, okay, Leanne, so tell us about the YWCA. Yep,
absolutely.
Right?
The future, man. So but you know, again, we have Leanne Hernandez, director of the Women's Leadership and Wellness Center, and we didn't really touch on that. So I really want to hear about that and tell us about the Women's Leadership and Wellness Center and that you're a part of. Tell us a little bit about that. Actually, a lot of it I want to hear about.
Yeah, it's such a robust area. I have to say that first. We have a lot of programming that it really touches a wide swath of the community. Mm. And so we recently acquired in October Pima County Teen Court. Mm. And so that's a diversion program for youth, teens. And it's a training program and leadership development program at the end of the day as
nice.
Well. And it's
that's
about
awesome.
Illustrating and showing youth leadership skills, how to advocate for each other and themselves, and to build real relationships. And it's just an incredible program that I feel so lucky to be able to be, just to have a little piece of, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's run with an incredible team of youth, as well as Kate Spalding is a program manager there.
Okay. Nice.
And Elizabeth Alria, she is a coordinator, and they do incredible work. They've been doing this work for a real long time. And so it's an advocacy space, and it's also just such an empowering type of environment.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's interested, they're always looking for volunteers. So if anybody wants to volunteer with that would be great.
Yeah.
I think that empowerment is really the undergirding power of this center. Everything we do is about helping people meet their own goals.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling empowered enough to take control and directing their lives. So we have, like, as I said, Teen Court. Also, we have the Latina Leadership Institute, which is run by Imelda Esquer. And that is a whole network of programming that is all about developing women, getting them to a point where they can make some goals, set some goals for themselves, and then achieve them. And it's a beautiful set of programs. Right now, it includes some of our workforce development as well. So English as a second language and GED.
Nice.
But really, the core programming is around Mi Vida, which is a personal empowerment program.
Nice.
And we also have some peer educators called the Promotoras who do work around sexual and domestic violence.
Okay.
So that has been such an incredible space, because we found that with some internal surveys that a lot of our participants were survivors.
Mm.
65% to be exact.
Wow.
And so we were finding that we really needed to adapt and ensure that we were not just providing empowering programming for them, but also that the staff understood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so towards that end, a course has been developed around trauma-informed care and programming. And so we're using that as a basis from which the facilitators work as well. So it's a really beautiful set of programs. You know, and then because we're working also with a lot of moms, there was just the need to, you know, understand and be able to speak to each other, you know. How do you maintain that communication with your young people? And so a few years ago, a program called Mujeres y Niñas was developed, and it's all about sexual education. And so it's a body positive program conducted in Spanish. Nice. There's lots of common language developed. Moms learn about all of these taboo subjects that maybe have shown up for them, and their daughters learn, and they learn these languages separately, and then they come together and can have real conversations.
Cool.
So
that's
it's a really, really cool. beautiful set of programs. Under COVID, you know, we had to make a couple of adjustments. Everything had to go online, which seems like a huge issue. And it was a huge pivot, but I think it was through, you know, some encouragement and also just having a sensibility of it doesn't have to be perfect, right? Not putting perfection before progress. And so we really, you know, just embraced it and moved all of our programs online for the, from the WBC, which is the Women's Business Center, all the way through all of our wellness programming up and including our Women's Counseling Network, which is another program that is run through this center. You know, there's a whole constellation of different interlocking programs that folks can get involved in. And it's all based on, you know, people acquiring the skills, being able to ask questions, and then determining their answers for themselves. And then we try to provide the support necessary to help them meet their goals.
So, I mean, it's definitely, it seems like there's kind of, like you're saying, a large swath of the population that you guys take care of. I mean, there's elderly, there's women. I mean, I think I
said girls.
Girls in there. What inspired you to get into this type of work?
Yeah, you know, I came to Tucson to go to college, and it was in this space that I started to learn about Chicano studies and history and kind of my place in the world as a Chicana. And that has always been such a driving force for me as an individual. I did work in a different field for a very long time. I was a chef for a long time in the community.
And what's your best dish?
What's my best dish? Well, you know, that's an interesting question.
This is an awful couple. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. What do I enjoy? You know, there's something about the production of a table.
Okay.
You know, I was very lucky, and I got to do banquets, and that was my area. And so I got to participate in people's best, worst, and most difficult days sometimes, right?
Okay.
You know, from
really nice.
From birthing to weddings to, you know, to anniversaries to, you know, banquets around remembrance. And so I think that for me, it's always been about what happens at the table and how do we create that space where we can face one another, you know, and have conversations. So
Absolutely. While
the food has always been important, and don't get me wrong, that's always important. To me, it's all about the community that's built and what is possible when we face each other and can see each other as fellow humans.
Nice.
Right?
I love that.
And
that's
so cool. That's kind of been like a through wire for me, which has really guided some of my work. So, I came to the YWCA to start a cafe and catering program and also was really able to start doing advocacy work again as well, you know, back to my college days.
Nice.
And I think that working in that space of creating the possibility for the consideration of change is a spectacular space to be within, right? Because I think a lot of folks go through their world just so focused on trying to get by, right? Trying to be seen, trying to make a living, that we don't always ask or create space for those bigger questions of like, okay, so we have you have a living, but what's your life? You know, what do we leave behind? What's your legacy?
Nice.
And to me, like that, those questions are the ones that are really compelling and really necessary to have with everybody. Everybody has hopes, dreams, and wishes, right?
Yes.
And so, like, being able to be a part of that space to, you know, creating those, if you will, safe or brave spaces where people can, you know, consider something different, to me is really beautiful.
That is beautiful because you get to give them the opportunity to finally speak what's been in them for for years. Like, I've had clients where after 20 years, they're like, I finally spoke out what I always wanted to do my whole life. And some of them never speak it out, and they never, they keep it to themselves and they take regrets. But I really love that you bring that out of the, you know, Latinos. And what do you feel has been like the biggest challenge to help them overcome these challenges that, that they feel that they deal with to get to their goals and their dreams?
You know, I think it's important for people to recognize that there is the component of personal, responsibility, if you will. But we also live within, exist within systems. And being able to acknowledge and understand the systems with which, in which we must operate in order to imagine something different is a critical skill.
Wow.
Right?
That's
it is important.
It is. I agree. 100%.
We are impacted by systems all the time, be they, you know, biological systems or, you know, political systems or environment or what, however you show that, that shows up. Being able to see that, acquire the language, all of those things. I mean, people know what they live, right? It's like, it's not like the YWCA is, you know, bestowing upon anybody, you know, this is what progress looks like. It's no, it's like creating that space from which to listen, right? Including to oneself.
Yes, 100%.
Right? And yes. And I think, like, we understand, anybody who talks to anybody else understands that purpose, living a purposeful life is really important, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Connection to purpose is what allows you to get up in the morning sometimes, and everybody deserves to have that conversation about connecting to their purpose.
Beautiful.
And our purpose is more than just like making a buck. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's important. Absolutely. We got to eat. Don't get me wrong. I have no illusions about that, but that we have to have spaces in which we can build community to truly begin to discover what our connection to purpose is.
Yeah. Well said, man.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's a
I learned a lot today.
Point to
that was cool. I'm just gonna listen the whole time. Yeah, this was beautiful. Thank you so much for
lay down and get comfortable.
I know, man. We could talk like for hours here, man. This was beautiful. Thank you so much. Real quick, before we get going, like anybody that's interested in joining Women's Leadership and Wellness Center, how can they contact you?
Yeah, you know, our website is www.ywcatucson.org. We have some leadership programming that's coming up right now, so check our website, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and on Instagram, and get in where you fit in.
Lots
of stuff coming up, so get
beautiful.
We'll see you next week. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. Interesting.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
At Ironwood Dental, their compassionate dentists pride themselves on quality care and patient comfort. Ironwood Dental stands behind the work they do, and they believe in building relationships with their patients and treating them with genuine care and respect. The doctors at Ironwood Dental can care for your whole family. They can perform a wide variety of dental services, ranging from orthodontics, sedation, implants, and pediatric care. Call Ironwood Dental at 888-2900 to speak with Nia or Kelly and get scheduled, or visit their website at ironwooddentalaz.com to painlessly book your appointment online.